In my many trips to this nation, over 35 times, we've never taped at the Roman Aqueduct in Caesarea by the sea. Directly behind me is the Mediterranean, a very famous biblical ocean called by Daniel the Great Sea in the vision that he had of the beast rising up from the water. But early this morning, I received a word from the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of God, to share with you that deals with the battle for Israel, the prophetic battle for the nation of Israel. I was in Africa many years ago doing a meeting in a stadium, and there was a gentleman there that was a former student at LSU. He graduated from LSU, a great school in Louisiana, and he had a book. He said, "Perry, I want to give you this book." They had a book sale at the school. I bought it for a dollar. S.W. Watson, a professor from the 1800s, had written this book. I was stunned and amazed. I've told people this for years. In 1888, when the book was printed, he had made three predictions that people mocked him about. Prediction number one was this: the Messiah could not return until Palestine was in the hands of Israel, and the name would not be Palestine. The name would have to be Israel again. Now remember, this is 1888. The second thing he predicted, and he based it all on the prophets, he said that Jerusalem must be the capital of the nation of Israel. And he said, number three, the third thing that must happen, and he went to Jeremiah chapter 31, he went to the book of Isaiah, there in the 40s, you see the prophecies in the chapters. He said the Jewish people would return and come from the different nations of the world, including the North Country, and they would possess the land again. And this is what he said: the Messiah will not return until all three of these things happen. In the back of the book, he gave a note of arguments of people that said to him that this could only happen in the millennial reign based on Revelation chapter 20. He refuted that by using the scripture. Now, the fact is that S.W. Watson in 1888 was correct with his predictions. But this is what I would like to ask you. Why has there been such a battle for the nation of Israel, surrounded by nations that hate her? And why have the Jewish people been perhaps the most persecuted group of people on the face of the earth? Many of them surviving the Holocaust, coming back to reestablish this land, to take root in this land, and to rebuild this land. First of all, we know it was prophetic. The Torah tells us that Moses predicted to the people, there'll come a time in your future when you will wake up and wish to God it was night, and when it's night, you wish it was day. He said, there'll come a time when nations will turn against you. But the prophets always predicted that based on the covenant, God would bring the people back. So what I'm going to share with you in these little brief notes is this. It's the connection of Israel and God. Here is why there is such a battle. There are only two nations, to my knowledge, perhaps three on the planet, that are connected to an actual covenant with God. Now, God made a covenant with the descendants of Abraham, our father Abraham, and said, from you will come a nation. And then God later says, nations will come from you. And then the Lord declares, out of you the nations of the world shall be blessed. So we see that God made a covenant with Abraham for a nation. Now, two other nations made a covenant with God. And notice how I said that. God made a covenant with Abraham, but two nations made a covenant with God. The British and the English were people that believed very strongly in the Holy Scriptures. And if you take the word Brit and Ish, and we're talking now in the English transliteration, Brit, the word for covenant, Ish, the word for man, it means man of the covenant. Now, that some suggest that's why the British took on the name. I don't know. I've researched that, and there's differences of opinion. But the other country that came out of England was the United States of America. And without a doubt, President Harry Truman in 1948 wrote that the nation of America was founded on the Torah, the principles of the Torah, the Psalms, and the four Gospels of the New Testament, meaning the rules and laws and regulations established in those documents became the documents that we now have and the rules that we have for freedom and life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. So Israel has a covenant with God. God has a covenant with Israel. This is how they have returned back to the land, because God said to Moses and to Abraham that they would have the land, and the prophets declared they would have the land, the Jewish people would in the last days. Now, the second thing I want to share with you is simply this, and I want you to think about this for just a moment. The Hebrew people that came out of Egypt were the first people on the planet to create on earth what was created in heaven. By that I mean, if you go to the Apocalypse, the vision of St. John, he sees the heavenly temple. He sees God sitting upon the jasper white throne. He then sees the Ark of the Covenant, Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. Now, this is not the one that Moses built. This is the original one that was in the heavenly temple. He also sees and talks about in Revelation 2 and 3, the seven churches represented by the golden candlestick of seven branches. Revelation chapter 8, the Apostle John then describes the golden altar in heaven, where when the prayers of people on earth are prayed, those words ascend as holy smoke into the temple of God in heaven, and that is where those prayers are heard and distributed and answers are made. Now, the reason I'm sharing that with you is to help you understand what the tabernacle was. The tabernacle of Moses, the Mishkan, the tent, was built by Moses with all the sacred furniture for men to be able to approach God and for, on the Day of Atonement, on Yom Kippur, for the priest to be able to go into the most holy place, or the Holy of Holies, as we call it, and sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant. So, in other words, God's blessing was upon the people, because Moses saw a vision of heaven. The book of Hebrews, the Apostle Paul talks about this, and he talks about how Moses saw a vision of heaven, and he built on earth a pattern of what already existed in heaven, meaning there's a temple in heaven. We know that from the Bible, but there was also a place on earth, a tabernacle and later Temple of Solomon, and after the return of the Babylonian captivity, another temple called the Second Temple that was built on, and the platform was added upon by Herod. And so this was the ministry of where Yeshua came to minister with the disciples. So Israel is special, first of all, because of the covenant, second, because they built on earth what was in heaven. The third thing I want to tell you is this, that the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, why is Israel different? Israel is different because to them was given the oracles of God. The oracles are the writings of the Torah and the prophets. So in other words, the prophets that we know that gave us the scriptures that prophesied of things to come, they prophesied about the appearance of the Messiah. They prophesied about the last days, what would happen. They prophesied about the Messianic kingdom. These prophets are predominantly Jewish prophets or Hebrew prophets. So the Lord gave to them His oracles or His revelation. The next thing I want to tell you, and this is very important, is that Israel or the Hebrew people gave us the Messiah. Now we know that Mary and Joseph, who lived in Nazareth, are from the house of David, and the Messiah had to be prophetically from the house of David. So when they went to Bethlehem, there was a tax by Caesar Augustus, and there they went to take a census to show where they were from and to pay the tax. And this is where, of course, the Messiah was born, because the book of Micah says he must be born in the city of Bethlehem. For out of the Bethlehem Ephrathah, the prophet said, shall come the one that shall be the ruler of my people. This is why Mary and Joseph had to leave Nazareth and go to Bethlehem, literally to fulfill the prophecy of the prophet. Now let's go a step further, because I want to continue in this for just a moment. So the Hebrew people gave the Messiah through Mary, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, the Messiah. Number five, and this is very important that you understand this, that Israel being reestablished proves the existence of God and proves that the Bible is the Word of God. There is no other nation on the earth that has been separated by its people, set its language dead, and we could go on, and suddenly they're back in the same land. Their language has been restored because Zephaniah predicted that it would be. The people have come from all the nations of the world and come back to the land, which again is prophetic from the book of Jeremiah and the book of Isaiah. So someone asked me one time, and they were very sincere about this. They said, why do you think that Israel has been so embattled? Well, let me try to break this down for you and help you to understand what I see and the reason I believe that Israel, the nation of Israel, and the Hebrew people have been so embattled through the centuries. Number one, I believe this, and this is very, very important, that when you see the restoration of Israel and you see in 1948 how Israel was established as a nation, or reestablished, I should say, and in 1967, the Six-Day War, that the reunited East and West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, then you understand something. And I will go back to what I said earlier. It proves that the Bible is true. Now, it doesn't matter what world religion you are. If you're a non-Christian religion, your religion predominantly does not have predictions or prophets that tell you things that's going to happen in the future. That's what makes the Bible different. Ezekiel 37, which is the Valley of Dry Bones, is an absolute perfect picture of the Holocaust and how after they came out of their graves, Ezekiel said they would become a great nation. They would no longer be two tribes, the northern and southern tribe. They would be one nation, one stick, as one of the prophets said. And they would become a, here's the phrase, great army. Israel is probably the fourth greatest army on the planet if we take the numbers, the size, the technology. In fact, technologically speaking, they may be as advanced in some areas as the United States. And we share information at times together. So the Israel being a nation proves the Bible is the Word of God. Number two, and this is important that you hear this. Why is Israel so fought? Why is it so fought? Because when the return takes place, now notice this, the return is not political, the return is spiritual. The return is not political, it's biblical. The return is not political, it's prophetic. Now watch this. In 1948, when Israel was restored as a nation in the month of May, and I've studied this since I was 18 years of age, there was a revival that broke out called the Healing Revival. And in 1948, Gordon Lindsay, Voice of Healing, saw there were 106 men who all got called to preach within 24 months of each other. Some of these men, many of you would not be familiar with, I am. Oral Roberts, A.A. Allen, Jack Cole, William Branham, T.L. Lowry, T.L. Osborne, Morris Sorella, R.W. Shambaugh, all were called to preach about the same time, and the revival was called the Restoration Revival. Then in 1967, in the month of June, when the Six-Day War happened and Israel recaptured Jerusalem, tore the wall and the fence down, and reunited East and West Jerusalem together, the charismatic renewal broke out, and it went on for many years with Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle. Goodness, if I start naming, I'll name forever. And these men were part of the charismatic renewal, including them, Demas Shakarian and numerous other men and women who started Full Gospel Businessmen and the Women's of Globe movement, which was all part of the big charismatic renewal. And I was just a kid then, but I studied it in great detail. So watch what I'm about to say with the third one. This is very, very, very important. I believe one of the reasons that the nation of Israel is consistently surrounded by enemies. I believe that one of the reasons that they are so fought. And I believe one of the reasons that the enemy hates the Hebrew people. Are you ready for this one? Because when Israel gets restored as a nation, when Jerusalem becomes the capital, when the Jewish people return, when the land begins to blossom like a rose, when the nations come up to the city of Jerusalem to worship the Lord and pray, it means, get ready, the devil's running out of time. It means that. It means, and can you prove that? I can prove it from Revelation chapter 12. Because it says, in the middle of the tribulation, when Satan is cast out from the second heaven to the earth, it says this, for Satan comes down with great wrath, knowing he has but a short time. So when you see, I felt something right there, glory to God, oh my goodness. When you see prophecy being fulfilled, then you know that Satan's time is running out. And I'm going to tell you something else. Your time is running out. What do I mean by that? Your time to follow the Lord, your time to help get the gospel out, your time to reach sinners, your time to reach the nations of the world is limited. Because Matthew 24:14 said, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then the end would come. So you don't have forever. You know, somebody says, well, I plan on living to be 50 more years. Well, there was a rich man that had a lot of stuff and said, I'm going to build more barns. And he died that night. So you never know when you're leaving. It's not always all about the Lord's coming in the rapture. Some of us will not make it there because we'll go to be with the Lord before. Some will see that time frame happen. Now, I don't know about you. I'd like to go on the trumpet just to see what it felt like. I would like to go in the coming just to see what it felt like. And then I could wave goodbye to all those people who made fun of me and said I was a nut for preaching it. Maybe that's a selfish motive. I don't know. All right. Now, here's something that I want to share with you. I want to talk just a moment about the future of Israel and Jerusalem. If you go to Zechariah chapters 12, 13, and 14 and read all of those in the setting of the context, many of those passages are end time passages that either tell you what will happen in Jerusalem before the Messiah returns or share with you the Messiah's return and what happens after he comes back. Now, what I want to point out is there's a verse over there that the prophet said, and this is an end time verse, that Jerusalem would become a cup of trembling. One translation says the word trembling can be, in Hebrew, a cup of poison. And the nations that come against it will face the judgment of God. Do you realize that every empire that ever battled Jerusalem no longer exists? I could take you back to Egypt, how they treated the Hebrew people. The country of Egypt is there, but not the empire. The Assyrians once ruled everything in their time, but they don't. Syria is an embattled nation with war, but the Assyrian Empire does not exist. The same is true with Babylon. The same is true with the Grecian Empire. And the same is true with the Roman Empire. And then when the British, after the Holocaust, turned a ship of Holocaust survivors away right here at the port of Haifa and refused to let these suffering people in, from that moment on, the sun starts setting on the British Empire. And this is what I would say to people in America. It does not mean if you support Israel or you support the people of the land, it doesn't mean that politically you agree with every decision they make. I have seen Palestinian people who were mistreated, and I mean that sincerely. And the Palestinians have to learn to live with the Israelis, and the Israelis must learn to live with the Palestinians, because one day you're going to have to live with all of us. Because when the Messiah comes back, Jerusalem will be the capital and Israel will be where all the saints are going to be living. So we have to learn now to settle the differences, whether they are religious differences or political differences. And I've often thought to myself, I think of the areas of Gaza. Ashkelon near Gaza is one of the most beautiful cities in Israel. We counted 30 cranes, the big cranes that are building apartments there, right on the ocean, just like this, the Mediterranean. The official bird of Israel is the crane. That's a joke. You didn't get it. The crane, the building crane. Okay, never mind. Now, I want to conclude with this, and I want you to listen to me for just a moment, because people do not understand. For example, if you have a president that supports Israel, some people don't understand that. They want to criticize that. I want you to understand, if you're watching in America, that America's link with Israel is not Republican or Democrat or independent or political. It's a spiritual link. We are connected with a spiritual umbilical cord because America was founded by men. Now, I'm not telling you all of them were saved believers, but the majority were Christians. But it was founded by men who believed in what is called Judeo/Christian beliefs, meaning that what we believe morally and what we believe ethically and what we believe judicially are the concepts laid down by God in the Word of God. Now, we don't stone people anymore. We don't do certain death penalties the way they did in the Old Testament. But the moral law of God, if you'll study the moral part, what God says about a dad should never go in sexually to his daughter, that's a rule in America as well. When we look at certain rules that are laid down in the Bible that seem strange to people today, please understand that most of our laws in America, and I'm speaking of our moral laws, are based on what God established in the Torah, because those particular verses are what our nation was founded on. So there are people today, and you know this, in America who's trying to take away the Judeo-Christian ideas and trying to replace them with something else. I got a word for you. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And these rules have been good to live by for all of these years. They have been effective all of these years. God has blessed America for that. We're patterned like Israel. They had 13 tribes. We had 13 colonies. Our founders were called separatists. And if you look at the word Hebrew, it's one that separates himself to cross the river to get to the other side. Abraham was called the Hebrew, first place in the scripture. And so I could give you the patterns of American Israel. Go look at a map of Israel and go look at a map of the American colonies and look how the shape is almost similar to the colonies of where our first borders were to the nation of Israel. See, I'm telling you, there's so many different things. And so the thing you have to understand about the significance of Israel is that when you see the land, it was God who had a covenant with Abraham to help reestablish it. So if our teachings in America, our spiritual and moral guidelines, are based upon the basic teaching and principles that God gave to Moses, and what we read in the Psalms, and what we read that Jesus taught us in the four Gospels, if we will live by those regulations, rules, and principles, we will be a better people. We will be a better nation. We will love people that sometimes seem unlovable, because it's Jesus that said, love your enemies. And it's Jesus that said, pray for those who despitefully use you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to settle the conflict around the world and the conflict in the Middle East, get people to believe in Jesus. Get people to believe in what the Bible teaches that Jesus taught. There's people standing here today that probably were raised in homes where family members were slightly racist, and they downed other people's color, and they looked down at other people because maybe they were poorer than them. But I want to say that when you really follow Jesus, you will love people of all races and all colors and all beliefs. And sometimes Christians get accused of being intolerant. No, we're only intolerant of those things that we know destroy people, and those things that separate them from God, and those things that would send them into hell. That's what we become intolerant of. But we love people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says this, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. And when you come on a tour like this, I haven't said this to this group, but when you come on a tour, you provide, each tourist provides jobs for 11 people in this country. And so we love to come here and tape. We love to share the word with you from here, but we like coming here just because it's God's land, and I got a blessing on me for showing up, and all my people's blessed. All my people's blessed. Praise God. All right. I have been working hard on a brand new resource offer. Please go to the phone, get this, contact us at parisstone.org. I'll be right back in just a moment. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise right here. 85 degrees, Mediterranean Sea.
During the 2024 Prophetic Summit, five speakers unlocked unusual prophetic mysteries, presenting striking insights that many attendees had never heard. We received several testimonies from those who attended. One attendee shared,
I've studied the Bible my entire life. I binge-watch prophecy programs. Before I came to the conference, I thought I'd heard everything. But after listening to these 13 messages and speakers, I realized I haven't even heard half of it, and certainly don't know as much as I thought.
The 13 2024 Prophetic Summit messages are now available on CD, DVD, USB drive as MP3 audio files, as well as video on demand. Hear Jonathan Kahn as he unveiled the Josiah Manifesto, unlocking more end-time mysteries and patterns. Bill Cloud examined the question, where in the world is Palestine? He later taught what the Bible reveals about global warming. It's not what you think. Mark Biltz exposed the designs and plots of the internal war in America. Mark's second message is illustrated with PowerPoint charts, helping identify the true biblical calendar and amazing prophetic parallels. Lance Wallnau released a stunning revelation titled, How God Will Soon Shake the Visible and Invisible Kingdoms. Lance's second teaching will teach you about receiving the firstborn anointing that brings about the final fall of Satan's influence and the demise of his kingdom. Billy Crone proved by 12 facts exposing that aliens are actually demonic manifestations. You certainly don't want to miss this insightful message. Perry Stone's five new messages are 16 Harbingers, Parallels of the Days of Noah and Lot. Perry then explains the mystery of the eighth beast and the death wound that is healed. In his third message, Perry will give you the seven things that must happen before the Antichrist arrives. You will then be enthralled when Perry transports you into the future with the message, The Mystery of the New Heavens on the New Earth. This includes the biblical prophecy of an opening on earth where saints on the new earth can peer into hell. Then Perry's most talked about and stirring message, exposing an early family secret in his Italian family, is called the 1915 Warning. This message could save your family's life. This truth can transform your relatives and children for eternity. The 13 audio CDs or USB drive are $70. The 13 DVDs are $105 per set, and the video on demand is available for $90. Invest in your future. Be informed of what is coming. Discover God's latest word on the last days. Listen or watch over and over again and glean important spiritual insights. You may order by calling toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323 or go online at perrystone.org. You may also send a check or money order and order by using the product codes on the screen. The address is Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320. Order today. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
This is your final opportunity to get the DVDs or CDs of the International Prophetic Summit on my television program. So if you have not ordered them yet, may I implore you to go to the 800 number or contact our ministry, go online, and you can get the audio CD, the DVDs, I think they call it a flash drive, and there's so many ways that you can order today, and we hope that you do that. It's going to come up on the screen, Christ Temple Church, on August the 23rd through the 25th, Friday through Sunday night, Huntington, West Virginia. Please come and join us. I have a partners meeting also in that event on the weekend. We're going to come to Deerfield Beach, Florida, Jesus People Proclaim International Church with Billy and Cynthia Thompson, September 4th and 5th. If you're from Florida, just drive on over and be with us at that meeting. Sheridan Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma on September the 8th. And the best thing to do is go to perrystone.org where you can look at our itinerary because we add some places at the last minute. Let me also remind you that we have a very special for 2,500 sets of our Old and New Testament Bible that's available, and you can see that on the internet. And when we run out of those 2,500 sets at the special that we're doing them at, we'll have to go back to the regular offer. We also want to make you aware of our YouTube channel. Some of our videos are getting 500,000 to 1 million views. We want you to subscribe to our channel and where we can keep up with you, and you can watch our updated information. Also, Perry Stone Ministries, you have to put that in there, Facebook page, and all of our social media. So please stay in touch with us and visit our online store where you can just get all sorts of resource material. And remember, that's how we keep Manifest on the air. We also have a great partnership available for partners and people who want to partner with us in ministry, and you can contact our office for that. God bless you. Greetings, everyone. This is Perry Stone, and we're about to have the greatest gathering in the history of the Voice of Evangelism Ministry in Cleveland, Tennessee at the Omega Center International. On October the 1st through the 5th, we have our Awaken America event. Every denomination, patriots, Christians, believers from all denominations, you're invited to join me with Mario Morello, Lance Walnow, Joseph Z., with myself as keynote speakers. Jensen Franklin is coming. There has never been an event held at the Omega Center International like this. October 1, Tuesday night, through Saturday, October the 5th, with Pam's Fall Festival in the evening on Saturday. Register now at perrystone.org.